Christ is risen. See, that woke you up. Not that you were sleeping, no. You ever have days when you start out thinking, how in the world am I going to get through this? Or weeks? Or maybe months? Sometimes we all have that, right? Life happens. I have. And then as I pray to God, as I give it to God, I've found that the ending turns out so much better than I had hoped or even thought possible. Well, my friends, that's what happened during Holy Week. The last time we gathered for service, last Sunday and Good Friday, we ended with the death and crucifixion and death of Christ. On Palm Passion Sunday, our youth did a dramatic narration of the reading of Christ's passion, his suffering, and we ended with the stone being rolled on the tomb where Jesus' body was laid, and the women saw where it was laid. So it seemed to be the end. No hope, right? But with the women seeing where the body was laid, what happened is that they went back to the tomb because, well, of course, they waited for the Sabbath, and then they went back when they were able to on the third day, and they found that the tomb was empty and Jesus had been raised. They were amazed at what happened. The message, my friends, for us is that when we think it's the end, when we think that there's no way that things can change or be fixed, when we move forward in faith, when we take a step forward, God shows us a miracle, a new thing that only He can do. But here's the thing about that. We have to take a step forward in faith. So let us pray as we consider the story of the resurrection and what it means for us today in 2024 as we are going through the challenges and the tough things that only you know about. And God, let us pray. Holy God, I pray that as we come here this morning, yes, we're excited to proclaim the good news that Christ is risen, but deep in our hearts there are things that we are facing that are challenging. And so I pray that you would speak to us once more the amazing message of hope, of new life, that our Creator is with us and He can do miraculous things. So Lord, speak to each one of us right where we are. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill us with the message of peace and hope and resurrection. In Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. I love happy endings, especially in movies and books as I'm reading. I'm just waiting for things to work out. Do you do that when you're reading or watching a movie? You're just waiting. All right, this is better. This is better and good. This should get fixed. But what happens, my friends, when things don't work out in real life? When we're in the middle of a situation that's so painful, that's so difficult, and really, there seems to be no way that it can be fixed. And the reality is, there are some things that cannot be undone, humanly speaking, that is, like death, right? Humanly speaking, death is the end. When Jesus died, they laid his body in a tomb, and they rolled a stone over that opening. And since the next day was the Sabbath, and because the Jews observed it as a day of rest, the woman did not go to the tomb. But early on that Sunday morning, early, right after, immediately when he was over, they went to the tomb with spices, carrying spices to anoint Jesus because that was their custom. But the obvious obstacle to their doing this was their access to Jesus. And along the way, you heard the reading, right? The gospel reading. They were talking about this. You know, they said to each other, who will roll away this stone from the tomb? How are we going to anoint Jesus? You know, I could imagine that was the topic of conversation. They really didn't know. But they went anyway. They moved forward in faith anyway, even though they really didn't know how it was going to happen. And I would imagine that they did not expect it to be empty, you know, because to them, Jesus was dead. That's why they have the spices to anoint Jesus' body. So for them, it was over. but something in them moved them to take a step forward in faith. Don't we have those moments? Think about school. And I hear this from kids all the time, when they're going, maybe when they didn't ace the test, or when they're going through some tough stuff, or maybe when they're not part of the group that they would have liked to be in, or when there's fighting between friends and, you know, drama in school. Kids might know this. Maybe we're too old to remember what it was like in school, but drama in school, right? And that seems life is over. That this is the end. How am I going to get through this? And I've heard that from kids. Oh, my life is over. I can't do this. I'm just going to go under. See, I heard a laugh. Someone knows what I'm talking about. It happens. All of us have experienced that. How about work? How about work? When we face a situation, right? And maybe a project needs to get done, or someone is not helping you, a coworker, do things that need to get done. Or maybe your career is not heading the path that you would have liked it to head. Or just it's just too hard. Maybe you're not satisfied and happy with the career path you are, and the doors seem to be closed. Ever been there? Life. When we get that health diagnosis, or our loved one does, when it's just not possible to get through this because it's just humanly impossible. We've been there. And when that happens, we think it's the end. And as I think about the story of the women going to the tomb, I wonder if I would have gone to the tomb with spices, knowing that in all likelihood, I would not be able to use them because the tomb was shut. And listen, I can't even lift. I tried lifting that thing the other day, and it's heavy. I had to bend, and you know, I can't even lift the fake column here. And I'm going to roll away his tomb? A stone? Life is impossible, my friends. And so I wonder if I would have gone. But thank God, these women, they were different. Even knowing that, one, they wouldn't be able to move the tomb, two, that there would be guards posted there who might not even let them near the tomb, they still went. With these two seemingly insurmountable obstacles, they still did not hesitate. And thank God they didn't, because if they did, they would have missed out on a miracle. They would have missed out on something huge. My friends, you and I need to learn a lesson from this, because when we hesitate, when we let what seems to be the stone in front of us stop us, we miss out on miracles, amazing things that only God can do if we but move forward in faith. Now, that doesn't mean that things are going to be made right the way we want. Let me just be clear about that, because that stops us sometimes, because we want God to do things in a certain way for us, and when it's not, we get disappointed and we struggle. But you see, God's plan is always different. It's better. So these women, they would have missed out. And you know who missed out on being the first on the scene? The disciples. The men who were with Jesus, who saw the miracles, who experienced the fullness of God's Jesus with them for 3 years. They missed out. They might have been thinking along the lines that I was, thinking, hey, listen, if I go there, well, I'm going to get arrested and face the same ending like Jesus. Maybe that stopped us, stopped them. But the women still went. So my friends, but don't worry, because next week we're going to have the reading about the men. Jesus does appear to them. He gives them another chance. But that's the story for next week. Oftentimes, we miss out on the miracles because we think there's no humanly way. My friends, hear again the message of Easter. With God, all things are possible. What's impossible with us, God can do amazing things. Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Joseph, and Salome were the first to experience the miracle because they did not let the insurmountable, the impossible, stop them. They walked to the tomb because of their love for Jesus. We heard they had questions. So my friends, I imagine that you have questions about life, death, about what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. It's an egg? It's in here. Oh, it's in my bag. Don't worry. You know the chicken and the egg, right? You know what came first? The Creator. Our kids answered that. Did you hear the answer?
Yeah.
They said the Creator. And that's what we need to remember. We struggle with this questions that we want answers to. And yeah, I don't have the answers, but God certainly does. And so we need to go to God even when it seems impossible. Even when they had questions, these ladies did that and they experienced that miracle when they did. So that's the first obstacle removed, because when they went there, that stone was moved away. Now, our Bible study folks know this, and today we read from the Gospel of Mark. That is the shortest gospel. The other gospels tell more details about this event. You know, one gospel says that there was an angel sitting on the stone when it was rolled away. Another one talks about there being linens, you know, folded up. And we get so many details. But Mark he gets to the point. He doesn't mince words. But he did write. He did write that there was an angel. He said a young man in white was sitting on the right. And so, my friends, these women, they experienced the power of God in a whole new way. And indeed, we can look at this, and some do say that this is just a story. That this is not something that really happened. Well, you can be sure that if this was just a story, then the Roman emperors, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the powers that be, could have easily disproved these women's claim of the empty tomb. After all, women had no power in that day. Yet the gospel account talks about the women being first. My friends, they had captured Jesus. They had killed Jesus in the most horrific way as an example. So what power did Jesus have when he was dead, if indeed he was dead? Unless he was truly risen. Unless something miraculous happened that changed the course of history. My friends, that is the only way that we can sit here more than 2,000 years later, still shouting, Christ is risen. And there's no way that three women who had no power would be highlighted as the first witnesses to the most amazing event, miraculous event in history. And today we're invited to experience the miracle of the resurrection. So I don't know what stone you have that seems to have stopped you in your tracks. Because whatever it is, the message for you today, for me today, is keep moving forward in faith. At the heart of the resurrection is Jesus, who rose victorious over death, who gave power to all who believed in him to tell others about this resurrection. Remember those disciples that I mentioned? Well, they were hiding in fear, but once they received the power of the Holy Spirit, once they saw the risen Lord, they were bold in sharing the good news about Christ. And my friends, that's a process. It didn't happen overnight. It did not happen even when they saw the risen Christ. It didn't even happen then. It happened 50 days later when the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so my friends, don't worry if you're struggling with questions right now. If you're struggling with the things, the tomb being, well, there being a stone in front of you. Don't worry, because it's a process, this moving forward in faith. Each one of us is in a different journey, my friends, our own journey. But the message is the same for all of us. And that message is that Jesus can fix things, that God, the Creator, can remake us and give us new life where there seems to be death. That the power that we don't have to take even that first step, the Holy Spirit will give us power to move from where we are, unbelieving, stuck in our problems, in our troubles, in our wounds, in our hurts. When we allow the Spirit in, He will move us from where we are to where Jesus is, step by step. And don't worry if others are not with you. The women, they were alone. The disciples weren't with them. But they came on their own time. You might feel like you're walking this journey alone. Don't worry about who's with you and who's not with you. Walk forward in faith, knowing that the Holy Spirit, the Creator God, the God who came to give His life for you, is with you. And there's nothing that He won't do in your life if you believe in Him, if you trust Him, and if you allow him to change and transform your heart. So today, my friends, as you hear the story once more, you've heard the story before, but as you hear it, I pray in a whole new way. I pray that you would be open to letting God speak to you in a new way. There's a story in the Bible where a father brings his son to Christ for healing. And this is right after the transfiguration. Christ has gone up to the mountain with James and John, and James and John have experienced the transfiguration of Jesus, meaning he was dazzling white. They come down the mountain, and there's this man with his son that the disciples can't heal. The disciples who were given the power can't help him. And the disciples, my friends, can't help them, but Jesus helps them. I need more water. It's hard because when you've tried all you can, right, and there seems to be no movement, there seems to be no change, it's easy to give up hope. So the man cries out, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." You ever been there? Because the stone just keeps it's not moving. And you've prayed and you've tried and God does not seem to answer. And we're in that space sometimes, my friends, where our disbelief, but it's in those moments we too can cry out to God and say, "God, Jesus, I believe, but help the part of me that does not believe." And you know what? Jesus healed. God did the miracle. And that is a message for each one of us, because the choice is ours to open ourselves, even with our unbelief, even with our questions, to God, who can do the impossible. So I pray, my friends, as you shout out today, "Christ is risen indeed," even when those words are, you're still struggling with those words, that the Holy Spirit would give you the strength to believe where we don't quite fully believe, to move forward when we don't have the strength to take that next step. Because, my friends, with humans, with us, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So, my friends, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
May that message, may those words carry you and move you when you cannot move on your own. Amen.